Welcome to Real Flix Reviews. You're like a book club for people hate reading. This month's theme is sci-fi, so I picked the movie made in 1981 called Outlander. We picked the TV show Lie to Me. And we bring you movie news. This week we have Jonathan Charney, James Stevens, Ryan Preston.
Hey, and the old guy's here.
So I'll read the description of Outlander.
Okay.
As my iPad just crashed.
In the distant future, a police marshal stationed at a remote mining colony on the Jupiter moon of Io uncovers uncovers a drug smuggling conspiracy and gets no help from them.
Well, they try to say it's Uranus now. It's Io.
But they keep changing pronunciation, so Io's fine.
But Io's a moon.
It is a moon.
Uranus is a planet. No.
Well, in the film, they referred to it as Io, so I'm going to go with
okay.
that.
Okay, Io is it. Yeah. I was wrong. I was corrected.
And there's an easier way to describe this movie. Hey, remember that movie High Noon with Gary Cooper?
Or hey, you guys remember that movie called Untouchables that Sean Connery was also in? Very
yeah.
similar.
Well, Christine, they called this a
plot-wise
sci-fi western.
Yeah,
they did call it that.
Yeah, I mean,
the original one was supposed to actually be a western, which is weird to me because then you literally would be making High Noon.
Right.
Yeah. And, pretty much.
You know, one of the reasons I think this would be a western is the fact it takes place in the frontier in outer space.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you know, because. You know, the way they made it set is like, you know, they're the only one out there for miles type of thing.
Well, I guess some miners were blowing their brains out when they didn't come up with the money, but, you know, I don't think it was off of the opium.
I thought it was kind of interesting, though, on the shotgun, when it was being shot and it struck anything, everything sparked.
Yeah,
and steel rounds?
Was it me? When he shot the steel walk-in doors... Wouldn't that guy have had to get some ricochet, you know, on the back of his head somewhere?
Shouldn't it hit him at least?
What?
Ricochets are a myth, dude.
And outer space.
Well, unfortunately, you're wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, Ryan. Yeah.
One of the reasons I love this movie, though, is
you read that on the internet?
You can believe everything on the internet. Is it's the kind of the waning years of the very eloquent, very
the first start of technology.
Well, you know the modeling.
That's what it looked like.
Hey, those are modeling... some excellent DOS systems, by the way.
Yeah. The models
it's
on this
weird
thing
looking
were
looking at a future movie running on MS-DOS.
Yeah.
Hey, we're still running things on XP, so why not? You know, it's the very elaborate models in this. You know, like the elevator actually went up, the blinking lights. These models were amazing.
They tried. The sets that they built, some of them, they really did try on some of them. Some of it was just horrible.
I mean,
just outright.
I love the recycled, like they're using number pads from ATMs or something.
Yeah.
There was a lot of that repurposed kind of stuff hanging around.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that I was a little bit blown away is how come, like, Gary Busey's twin sister didn't get, like, top billing? I mean, Frances Sternhagen?
Yeah, she's fine.
She looked like Gary Busey. I didn't realize it was her until I saw an older picture. I'm like, oh, that chick?
Yeah, she's a comedian.
Look at her and then look at...
What's her name from Cheers, man?
Yeah. Yeah, but look at her and then look at Gary Busey.
Look at Peter Boyle.
True.
In the scene.
Yeah, he blew me.
I mean, he had hair.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember Peter Boyle having hair.
That's why I didn't recognize him at first.
Exactly.
I still didn't see the guy. I still didn't see John Ratzenberger, who they billed in this movie on IMDb.
One of my all-time favorite older actors. I liked him.
Ratzenberger, man.
Yeah. And, you know, I was watching it with somebody else, and beginning of the movie, the guy's like, where's Sean Connery? Like,
oh,
he's that guy right there. Just walked by. He's been on the screen since, like...
Wait, how did he not recognize...
A minute and a half in.
How did he not recognize Sean Connery?
I don't know. I guess he hasn't watched the old Bonds, for one.
Wow.
I guess not.
Yeah, Sean Connery had some action movie success in the 90s and whatnot, you know, teaming up with, hot female leads and things like
and
that.
And also, what's his
Cage
name?
In The Rock.
Yeah, Nick Cage in The Rock.
Right, but, you know, he's not had the, I mean, that's for us, you know what I mean, the 30-somethings.
Well, Sean Connery actually stopped acting after League of Extraordinary Gentlemen because of how bad he was treated.
Well, it wasn't just how bad he was treated, it was how bad that movie was.
Yeah.
Well, that never bothered him. Have you seen some of the movies he's done?
Yeah, this one.
Yeah, like this one.
What, you mean like Rain of Fire?
This one's not nearly as bad as some of the other ones
he's done. Was it Dragonheart, the one where he's the dragon?
He was the dragon in that, but I blame that on Dennis Quaid.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, no, trust me. There's he's done a lot worse
movies. I am the lost one. Oh. That was like the best line of the whole damn movie.
It was Sean Connery doing an impression of Sean Connery the whole time.
It was.
He phoned it in.
I bet he did.
Yeah, he phoned it in.
You guys just record me. I'm going to actually call you. You don't need my face for this.
But I did. I liked some of the sets, like the gel cells that, you know, that they were exposed to gravity somehow.
Did you like the jaws of the helmets? How they all looked like they were open sharks, like going to eat you.
Which ones?
Of the helmets.
Oh, yeah. I actually thought they were... I was wondering if the original Battlestar Galactica borrowed that idea for the helmet.
You would get so much glare off of that, because not on the outside, they're on the inside, so you get so much glare trying to even see out. No wonder they were dying.
Oh, by the way, if you want to see a bad Sean Connery movie, see Zordaz. I really butchered that. Z-A-R-D-O-Z. He's in a loincloth most of the time.
That actually sounds familiar.
Yeah, that sounds like a bookie some money.
Was there anything you guys really liked about this movie? Because it's so old and it is, I'll be honest, a little cheesy in some ways.
Go ahead.
Let Ryan go first.
Beyond it being a little cheesy, I can forgive that because of the time that it was made. I understand that the pacing is going to be a little bit different because of the time that it was made again. I think it was even a little slow for the time.
That was my favorite part of it, actually.
Like, what was it, an hour 40, 45 minutes?
It's like
52.
Kind of standard time, but it dragged along. The main problem that I sort of have with it is it sort of fed me one thing in the beginning, like, oh, this is going to be this kind of interesting psychological thriller set in space, something I'm kind of not used to, but I enjoy the premise. You know, you have the isolation mixed with, you know, some kind of psychological thing. And then it turned into, again, High Noon. I wasn't comparing it to that at first. I just
was like, it was the first thing you thought of.
So you were expecting, was it Solaris, the kind of outer space movie? Like something that slow and...
Sort of, but... I mean, I understand it's Sean Connery and he's walking around with a shotgun, so there's going to be some kind of, you know, stuff like that. But it really did just turn into these guys have drugs, now it's an action movie.
Oh, no, no, totally.
That's terrible.
I actually really enjoyed. I really enjoyed kind of the slow pace of this movie.
But it's an action movie. Why such a slow pace? Even the action was slow. I mean, it's not like it was so intriguing like the end of Heat where you're anticipating it.
See, I do think I think you're 100% right. Is I think they were a little confused in what they were trying to do. Like, instead of doing it, they were trying to do kind of like what you said, and an action movie, and kind of a mystery thing, and I do think the messages got a little muddled.
My problem with the movie is that, you know, what was this, 1981?
Yeah.
Right? It's looks like 1981, and even going back and looking at some of the reviews of the movie, you know, there are a lot of people that really liked this movie back in, you know,
1981
in their time. And for that time, I suppose it was pretty good, but it didn't hold up on most of the technology. Some of it was good. Some of it was terrible.
Well, the technology part to me is kind of the most forgivable part, because I don't think, you know, they're kind of future casting on a budget.
Yeah.
I will go out on a limb with that, and I'll say, you know, for the time, it was really well done. I mean, I got to give them props for being 1981 and using the DOS system over Linux, because Linux was more popular back then for movies. If you look at the systems that they ran on most movies that were supposed to be sci-fi, space things, that's usually what they did. And not only that, but they were trying to get into like the Star Trek thing of having recorded messages and things like that. That, you know, like video chat stored messages.
Well, I actually thought that
I thought that was actually a nice little tidbit that they threw in there.
I thought that was more realistic than the live chat he did with his wife. Because reality of the situation, recorded messages would be the only way to be able to communicate.
Yeah, especially if they're over a great distance.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that kind of thing, like you said, that live chat thing was kind of a little bit iffy. Not sure how that would really correspond and work, but, you know, they were saying that, you know, he got to stay up because that was the only time they get the message through.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, anyways, but the plot, the, you know, even the acting was okay. Just the plot was really not there for me.
Let me put this a little bit in perspective as far as quality of movie. The movie Alien was made 2 years before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, but I
see. And when you look at that, look at the quality of a movie that was made well, 2 years before.
The difference is this is aiming for something different than Alien was.
The first thing that I got, quality. I got to throw out there, though, right off the bat, the first thing I noticed when I watched the opening scene of this is how crisp they made that set of the base.
Mm-hmm.
And how clean that was and how nice that actually looked. So that goes back to the set design and the photography.
The prop makers.
And the prop makers. Yeah. And that actually impressed me. Just off the quality and how clean and nice it looked. Now, I don't know if they digitally remastered the version I watched. I didn't really say.
I highly doubt they remastered this movie.
Yeah, I mean, Star Wars, yeah. Outland... No, let that rot.
It does, you know, but... you get a nod for sound.
Yeah.
Sound effects. So, you know, it didn't win it, but an Oscar, but it's still, just to be in the running this kind of movie.
But it used some new Warner Brothers sound thing that was like Mega Sound or one of their new things that they launched early 80s. And there was only like a dozen movies that were ever made using it. So it was probably just because of the technology. I have a little tidbit. You reminded me that it was 2 years after Alien, and right after you said it, it struck me as like this kind of reeks of something that's sort of riding on the coattails of something else's success. Like, we're going to put together this thing probably fairly quickly and put it out there while Alien's still fresh in everybody's mind. But check this out. Alien, $11 million estimated budget. Outland, 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, this movie has... Wait, so I wouldn't even say it's riding the coattails.
Yeah, they blew their wad on the freaking elevators, man.
Probably.
See, I wouldn't even say
the greenhouse room?
The greenhouse is really...
Yeah. See, I don't know if I would even say this is riding the coattails, except maybe because it's an outer space movie, because the premise of this movie in Aliens is nothing even...
No, hold on. I'm going to destroy his argument right there. This is sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
People that watch Aliens... watch this one too.
Yeah.
I would say I guarantee that. So you got to put it on the same premise. Because
with Alien, sci-fi sort of became a really mainstream sci-fi movie. You know what I mean? That was incredibly popular. You know, that became pop culture at the time. I mean, probably like zombies are now. You know, everything became zombies. This sci-fi thing, people had this expectation like, oh, shit, this could be really freaking dope. That movie Alien scared the shit out of me.
But could you say that
Aliens is riding off of Star Trek and the 30 billion other sci-fi movies that are similar-esque to it beforehand?
Yeah, I could say that. I mean, we just lost Ryan, but I would actually say yeah. I would say you would have to put it on the same thing of that, because that's basically what the fan basis is being built off of, is sci-fi, good sci-fi. And not only is it expanding off of the fans that are already fans of it, but the fans that come up that are like, hey, dude, you got to come with me and watch Aliens, and they become fans. They're going to be like, oh, you know, there's one like Outland. That's out in space. I'll give it a shot, too.
Yeah, no, that...
And if they get burned on something like that, you know...
And, you know,
sorry.
But I was just going to say, being such a sci-fi fan for myself alone, I've obviously saw this movie probably when it came out, but unfortunately, I don't even remember it. That's how non-memorable this movie was.
See, yeah, and depending on when it came out, you know, Paula couldn't go with you. She was pregnant.
That's right.
I guess one of the reasons I actually do kind of like this movie is
I'm gonna shoot him a text and let him know about that.
Skype crashed.
Yeah. Yay. So anyway, we're gonna continue on this train of thought.
The reason I like it is because to me it kind of had this, you know, this breakdown kind of society. This is the frontier town, so nothing works well.
I liked that premise.
That was the part I've always liked sci-fi like that. That's always been something I've enjoyed.
Well, it's always been, again, it's the big bad corporations.
Yeah, I know.
It's always that storyline.
Yeah.
But so was Aliens, too. Don't forget about that.
But yeah, so was Aliens, and there was a couple other films after that did that. But let's just say, Will, we just came from a really great, fantastic Western-style sci-fi. And, you know, I'm not going to try to compare Outland to Serenity or Firefly.
But you know what I'm saying?
That's kind of... I enjoy that style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, I mean, I like the guns he was using. I like that he had the shotgun, and there looked like a couple other ones that... There was one that he grabbed that looked like the mule leg.
Yeah. No,
but that didn't last back.
They're all Winchester Mount 12s.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Sorry, we moved on to guns.
Are you there?
Where are we?
Yes.
What we discussed was actually the fan bases that would be coming off of Aliens and things like that would be interested in also seeing this one too. And would that be such a big letdown for them?
See, I don't think I the only way I'd say it is because of Aliens and how big and revolutionary it was, you know, because of H.R. Giger, Stan Winston, or whoever the guy actually designed that did part of the costumes stuff. Where this one was definitely more of a Western, more of a, you know, frontier, you know, bad corporation, like Rob was saying, you know, especially because that red amphetamine or whatever it was.
Yeah, the stuff that was like the liquid form of what they had in
super cocaine.
Yeah, whatever, right? Whatever that movie you like.
It's like the stuff from RoboCop 2.
No, I wasn't thinking RoboCop.
Well, something is something.
Freudian slip on that one, but yeah.
RoboCop. And then what was that one with the big creatures that he was writing? In the sand, Dune.
Oh, Dune. You mean
spice?
The spice. It looked like the liquid spice.
But I think the reason why, the other reason I like it is because the set, it ages well enough to me that it looks kind of like a broken down old mine. I don't know. That's one of the reasons I really liked it.
I think they did that on purpose, and I really want to kind of applaud the sets and the costumes were the only thing kind of redeemable about it.
Oh, yeah, that was amazing.
Really was. Like I said, they blew their wad in the elevators. I think they spent an exorbitant amount of their budget on making it look as good as they possibly could. There was a couple of those things, like I think that's a hose from a washing machine sort of moments, but... Forgivable.
Got points.
The landing pad to me was one of the most amazing parts of that set.
It took up freaking 4.5 minutes of screen time. It was a series of those things that just had.
Yeah, it was like $3 million there.
Yeah, there's a lot of money just to do the landing pad.
But now let me just point this out because we move from this storyline and we look. Let's look a little bit in the future, into 9 years later. Same premise of the storyline in Total Recall, mm-hmm. but created so much more fan flair for the whole, you know, sci-fi thing. But it was pretty much the same thing.
I would say
mining town out in the middle of nowhere. That was a frontier town.
I would say the difference is Total Recall has a little more depth to it, a little bit layered.
Wait. Did you just say that an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie had more depth to it than a Sean Connery film?
Yes,
we had that recorded.
Yes, but it wasn't. But it wasn't because of Arnold Schwarzenegger. It was because the guy who wrote it. There was more layers in this one. This one was very kind of two dimensional. As much as I hate to say it, it really was.
Okay. Anyways,
you disagree?
No, I don't. I think it was very straightforward. It was kind of to me like Ryan was saying was like an old Western film. Where it just gives you the premise, doesn't really give you a lot of... You don't need to put a lot of thought into the film.
Yeah, but it's an 80s movie, so most 80s movies are kind of mindless anyways. Minus
Never-ending story.
Right? Yes.
It's a movie for 10-year-olds, for God's sake.
Shh. It's okay. Anyways, but you know, I really can't go anywhere over a 2. I was trying to like find something to give it a 2.5 or something like that. It just, I couldn't do it, even off how good, like I said, the sets were. Like, that opening scene really was well done, where you're getting the outside of the station, how clean and crisp it looked. It looked really, really cool.
So, Ryan?
A two. Even back in the day, I would have probably given this a two.
Yeah.
Even though it was all kind of new, and it's like, hey, what's that image on the computer? And, oh, look, he's talking to his wife on a video screen. That's nifty. And it still would have been just way too dragged.
No, back in the day, you'd probably been, I want that.
I'll tell you what, I'd love to see like an hour and 15-minute version of this movie.
Rob?
Yeah. The Russian judge is really coming out in me this one. I'm sorry. As I had mentioned, I must have seen it back when it came out. And maybe at that point, 1981, it might have been cool, but it didn't hold up for me at all. Sorry, Sean. It's a one.
Wow, so you'd rather see him in a loincloth.
This is the guy that made Time Cop.
Yeah, true.
And so technically, my dad would rather see him in a loincloth than like a Zordaz movie.
This was terrible.
I don't know. That cannot be unseen.
I get the feeling it might get an equal score, don't you think?
Zordaz is a bad movie. It would get a one. I've seen it. I like this movie, so I give it a 3 out of 5.
Wow, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, but I'm not. Are you surprised though?
No, yeah. I'm not at all. And I don't really mean that you're out of your mind. I mean, I think this movie kind of could be a matter of...
Dang it!
Matter of... And he freezes!
Kitschy taste.
I honestly picked this and realized I knew exactly what you guys were going to get it. Matter of fact, you guys gave me a higher rating on it than I thought you were.
Really?
Yeah, because I knew it wasn't going to get anywhere near a 3.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew
I gave
that.
It a 1.
Well, we were doing the point. We are doing 0.5s now, so, yeah, you know.
I considered a 1.5, and you gave that away.
You guys gave it a little better than I thought, you know. And so we're going to switch to the TV show Lied to Me, and
yes.
I'm going to hand it over to James.
And, you know, I really was hoping that you'd actually give me this one, because, I mean, I got to start with, I really enjoy Tim Roth.
He's good in everything I've seen him in.
Really do. I mean, he blew me away in Reservoir Dogs.
4 Rooms.
And, I mean, yes, A Coven of Witches. A Coven. You know, just the lines that he delivered in those, the way he acted, everything. And, you know, I can't have anything bad to say about his acting in this. Because I gotta say, he's nailing the role he's given.
He's the nicest asshole in this movie I've ever seen.
But, you know...
That butt coming.
But...
I see
what
an
I get
epic
to
size
is
butt.
This show, I just see it doing the round and round and round and round here, and it's not gonna move. I mean, I already see the idiosyncrasies of the relationship with his secretary, the relationship with his wife, all those little things that
they
could build
much...
upon. But I really don't want to watch it. I gotta say that.
We
picked it.
You know what this show was? I'll tell you what the show is.
You did right.
The show is House, but done. With a guy who reads people's...
I didn't think about it that way.
Or Burn Notice.
Yeah.
But there you go.
It's the same thing. The same cookie cutter.
I wouldn't.
It lives and dies on the gimmick.
Exactly. I wouldn't go as far as Burn Notice, because they actually made it about 3 seasons before it got really
old. Yeah, Burn Notice was a little bit better. I'm still disappointed in the show. Maybe the first 15 minutes... I went, okay, it's all right. Then as more I watched it, the worse it got.
Yeah,
I was laughing the whole time.
Going round and round and round.
Yeah. I was watching this movie and laughing the whole time.
Yeah.
This show, not a movie.
This is a show. There's more. There's more than just a movie.
This show was hilarious.
Yeah, it's got its funny parts.
No, the parts that weren't supposed to be funny were hilarious. Like, he was interviewing that one kid's parents, and, you know, the dad was like, "You get out of here right now!" The whole scene involved in that is hilarious.
I think you're liking it for a different reason than it being good.
No, it's hilarious, and it's how bad it is. I mean, it's...
Right.
Yeah.
See, most of us can't sit there and try to entertain ourselves while watching a piece of shit.
So, hold on.
Right.
Okay. Like, hey, this comes back to my serious question for us.
Okay.
Do we give it another shot and go for one more episode? Or hold on. Or do we call it? And as John picked last week, we have Mad Men. Or I vote for Rob's pick. which was Walking Dead. I'll watch the first season of Walking Dead. No, problem.
I think we should.
Walking Dead. How about I respectfully submit Better Call Saul.
I actually think we should.
I don't want to see that, and I like Breaking Bad.
Well, I think we should give it another turn on the tourney thing.
Are you sure? Okay.
Yeah. I'll
okay.
tell you why I don't want to do it. I already watched it, and it's actually worse than the first.
Oh, you already watched the sixth? I saw that you had something on the computer.
Better Call Saul.
Well, I was busy working away, so it happened just to...
So I have this right here. It. Magically pull it out. So you want to pull it again?
We're going to draw for...
Another one.
Oh, they're still on there. All right, go ahead. Everybody take your headsets off. It's going to get squeaky.
I love the squeak. It's so funny.
Actually, nothing flew out.
It did sound as bad as I thought it was to originally.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like an abandoned carnival.
Okay, come for our carnival ride.
John picked one of his.
Yes, I did.
I could tell
it was did you put it back?
The 1960s Mission Impossible. You want me to redraw again?
I've actually watched the first season of the 1960s Mission Impossible, and I would vote for a draw again.
I've never seen an episode of it, so I have no opinion.
And Rob has too, and I heard the sigh.
Yeah, I'm not sure I could do it again.
Okay, if this is the case, then this is the last one we're going to have to do.
We'll pick mine, and we'll be happy.
Parks and Rec.
Okay. I'll give it a go.
I haven't seen it.
It's gotten a lot of really good ratings. I've never watched it.
I've seen, like, half an episode that Jen was watching, I think.
So do you want... So,
to warn the three of you, it's probably going to get too liberal.
Yes.
Okay, so, oh, yeah, so sure. I guess, you know, you want to do Parks and Rec, or I guess, like, you know, James said we could always do Walking Dead.
Well, let's just do this. Let's give it an episode, maybe two. If we really can't stand it, we'll go on The Walking Dead.
Well, there must be something to it, because an awful lot of, you know, people liked it.
Yeah.
Just...
So that's kind of where I'm at.
Hold on a second. Let me just address what Rob said for 1 second. I have to digress. You know how they say with Elvis, 50 million people can't be wrong? Yes, they can.
Yeah.
I agree.
I'm not saying that Elvis sucks. I'm just saying that it's not.
I totally agree with you.
There's no possibility that many people could be wrong about one thing.
Yes, I agree with you, too. I like Elvis, but...
I was not implying that that is impossible. But I was holding out for some hope.
Yeah.
All right. Like, please be something good.
No, I think that we should give it a go.
Well, if all right. If we're gonna be that resting, I say we just go to a different one.
No, I'm
good with this. I haven't seen it. I'm good with.
I think like we did with Lie to Me, we'll at least give this one an episode.
Yeah.
But the other part of me is saying because we should just go the long run on Lie to Me and then give it an honest opinion, because we did Full Run.
I know, and that's what I posed before we did this. What do you guys think?
Well,
I don't want it.
Willing to give it another episode, and then Rob said what he said. Now I'm not so willing.
You know, let's give it one more episode, and if we don't like that, we'll just do Parks and Rec or Walking Dead or Battlestar Galactica, the newer one.
Dude, let's watch Beastar G, man. I'll watch that anytime.
I think you're nerd showing.
It's one of these things where we're at. We can watch what we like and review what we like, or we decided, hey, let's draw for some shows that we haven't watched.
Yeah,
no, I'm just being selfish.
Yeah, well, but I'm totally with you on it. I'd much rather watch Battlestar Galactica than I would the second episode of this thing.
Lie to Me.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you know, the only good thing is that it's only made, I think it only made it, 2 years, 3 years?
I think it was only two.
I think it was 2009 and 2011, yeah. So I don't know.
So, we're close to running out of time. What do you want to do?
Let's think about, do we want to actually step out and do things that we know we're not going to like, which is something that we should try to do as a show?
Well, not necessarily that we know we're not going to like, but stuff that, you know...
is in our genre?
So let me place one more thing. If we watch the opening show of a series, okay, this is the very first show, this is supposed to be your first introduction to make you want to keep coming back and watching the show,
right?
And we rated it as crappily as we did, really.
Yeah.
Do we go back and just, okay, we got to do it one more time? And
I think it's masochism at that point.
This coming from the guy who watched all the Phantasms in a couple of days.
Well, then that should tell you something.
I look at it like this, guys. Presumably this is the episode, the pilot episode, that the studio would watch in order to judge if they wanted to order more of the show.
Right.
Like Samuel L. Jackson explained to us in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah,
right.
But so what's the harm in us watching a pilot of a thing and saying, you know, yay or nay, giving it a
C? Yeah, I agree with you on that point.
Yeah,
so what do you want to do?
I think we're doing on Parks and Rec. That's what I think we just decided.
So watch Parks and Rec?
Parks and Rec.
Okay. Yep. So what happens if we don't like the pilot of that?
Then we'll pick another one.
Then we go to The Walking Dead or Beastars G.
Yeah, Walking Dead.
Well, we're going to have definitely more... talk about this off the air.
I'm just going to remind
everybody that we do have a Facebook page. Let us know what you think. You hate us, love us. Just pause for the cause and, you know, donate to Old Guy Tech TV.
I think All Lie to Me fans are going to burn us at the stake.
We got a comment, and one of them was somebody was stupid or something like that.
They liked Ryan and a gentleman, Jeff, who used to be on the show. They called the rest of us stupid.
Oh, okay.
So I'm assuming since you weren't on there, you weren't included in that.
Okay. another troll. Hi.
And since we're already late, I figured I'm going to give my new movie news. There's a new Aliens movie going to be come out. It's Neil, and I can't say his last name to save my life. It's
Blomkamp's
movie. It's supposed to happen after Prometheus 2, which when I read Prometheus 2, I was like, shit.
Wait. They're doing a Prometheus 2?
Bingo.
Why?
Why not?
I guarantee it's going to look really good because Blomkamp's the District 9 guy.
Yeah.
No,
it's the fact I got to suffer through another Prometheus movie.
No, you know, you can skip it.
Maybe we'll do it better.
So with that being said, next week is James's pick, so what are you doing?
I'm going to see if Ryan can pick this one off the bat. This one is starring Gina Davis, Jeff Goldblum, Jim Carrey, and Damon Wayans.
Are you picking, holy shit, what's the name of that movie? Earth Girls Are Easy?
Damn right. Sci-fi.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time. That's definitely sci-fi.
We are going way different from what John did and having some fun.
What are we watching?
Earth Girls Are Easy.
Earth Girls Are Easy.
Oh, man, I'm so interested in seeing how this movie holds up.
Very well from the last time I remember seeing it.
Okay. All right.
So, and I guess we're switching to Parks and Rec for next week's episode. And this episode's been kind of a train wreck. So, as always, we'll see you next week.